It's gone on long enough, and as you know, I put down a motion that we'd meet the minister. But as yet, nothing has happened. Now we have a minister in place, and I'm pushing hard that we could get to meet this minister, Dara O'Brien, and get the money, because there has been tens of thousands spent on it so far, on plans and other environmental studies and that. So let's get it done and move it on, because it's hindering Kinloch. I don't think people realise, if you're from Carrick and Shannon, that actually the hindrance that it is, this singular old horse cart bridge, and you know, it's definitely having an awful impact on North Leitrim.
This day and age, it's like, you're talking about road infrastructure, and we see so many positive road infrastructure in terms of the new really developed dual carriageway on the N4 and other roadways, but this road seems to be neglected for an awful long time.
When my father was a boy, they were talking about removing that bridge and putting in a new bridge. So that's it. My father's dead for a number of years now. But the thing about it is, you need the goodwill of a minister, because it's a joint bridge. It's joint between Leitrim and Donegal. And Donegal County Council would not see it as a priority at all, but Leitrim County Council have, so that's why they're taking the lead on the project. When it comes to fruition, and we need a commitment from government now that we're going to get a bridge, because it's not only just a bridge, but we can't progress a walkway, cycleway to Bundoran without having a bridge, because you cannot be putting people on bicycles or walking or cycling on the little narrow bridges there. It's not doable, and all this is having a negative impact on Kinloch.